我们的信心来迎接这样子的复兴。
And we will welcome the revival with faith.
我们要渴慕圣灵要大大的浇灌下来。
And we need to long for the great pouring of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many agree?
你们多少人同意？
How many have been praying for China?
多少人有为中国祷告？
Do you know we are the result of your prayer?
你知道我们是你们祷告的结果。
Amen. The Lord is sending with reinforcement in Vancouver to honor the family in Canada.
神就是带着这些后队的部队来到我们中间，就是要为来尊荣你们。
So we want to honor those youWho have been praying for China?
所以我们要来尊荣这些为中国祷告的人。
Can you stand up? Those of you who pray for China.
如果你为中国祷告，请你起立。
Except the Chinese, you pray, of course. Those have not prayed for non-Chinese speaking.
哦，如果你不是讲中文的，你有为中国祷告，请你起立。
Chinese family, can you give them a big hand clap?
我们可不可以华人的家庭给他们一个掌声
？Thank you.And how many of you, thank you,
谢谢
were not here last night?
你们有多少人昨晚没有在？请举手。
Wow, quite a few. So welcome on behalf of the family here.
我来代表整个家庭欢迎你们。
So we want to give Mark, prophet, son of God, apostle, whatever you call him.
所以我们就是邀请这个 Mark, 他是神的朋友，一位先知。
We give.Him all the time as much as possible.
我们把所有的时间都给他。
Can we all stand together?
我们可不可以一起起立
？And we invite him to come.
我们请他到前面来。
I would love the fathers of the land, those senior pastors.
我们请。
You've been praying. Can you come join us?
我们请这里的父老，请你们到前面来。
All of you who've been senior, all of you senior pastors, can you come?
城市的牧者们，请你们到前面来。
Welcome.Him into the city.
可以来邀请他，欢迎他进入这个城。
Those pastors here, I know you. Can you come join them?
所有的城市的牧者们，请你们到前来。
It's very important. It's not a ritual. It's an authority God has granted them to welcome whoever comes in to release what God wants to do.
真的很重要，因为不是一个人，而是作为整个一个团体合一的来欢迎他。
Form a circle. Form a circle. Let's come.Everybody will ask one of the senior leaders, Pastor Albert, can you pray?
我们请 Albert 牧师来祷告。
Father, we stand in your presence.
父神，我们在你的同在中站立。
We are overwhelmed. We have no words to utter.
主啊，我们真的不知道说什么。
But we tell you, we are here with open heart.
但是我们跟你说，我们敞开心。
We're here with a hungry heart.
我们真是饥渴在你面前。
We're here for a longing heart.
哦，主啊，我们渴慕。
We want to join our dream with your dream.
主啊，我们的梦想要与你合一。
Our dream is to see your purpose fulfilled.
主啊，我们的梦想就是。主啊，要看到你在这个城市的心意得到满足。
Here we are, hear our cry.
主啊，我们在这里听
你的呼求。Come and visit us like never before.
主啊，来造访我们，主啊。
Open the floodgates of heaven.
主啊，敞开天上的窗。
Let it rain.
主啊，下雨。
Let it rain.
雨降下。
We stand before your servant that you have sent here.
主啊，我们。站在你差遣的仆人面前。
We believe this is a divine appointment.
主，我们相信这是一个神圣的时刻。
We honor this time as a divine appointment.
主，我们相信这是一个神圣的聚集。
We come against anything that would resist your word.
哦，主，我们真的是所有那些不属于你的，主，抵挡你的。
We call for a full and a complete release.
主，我们真的是要完完全全的释放我们。
Nothing hindered.So at the end of this time,
主啊，在这结束的时
候 we want you to be fully satisfied.
主啊，我们真的愿你完全得满足。
So here we are.
主啊，所以我们在这里。
Come.
主啊，愿你来。
Speak to us.
与我们讲话。
Speak deep into our heart.
主啊，与我们心灵的深处讲话。
And may the word find good ground.
主啊，让这个种子，你的话语种在好土里。奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated.Lord, again, we thank you for the offering. May you multiply it and bless everyone who gives.
Does yours have Bible? 主要我们来祝福每一个，祝福我们的奉献。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Well, that wasn't good.
早晨好。好，早晨好。
Good worship always wakes us up to reality.
Thank you.
因为好的敬拜啊，主要让我们。
How many of you speak more than one language?
多少人讲多于一种语言
？How many of you only speak English?
你们多少人只说英语
？Can you hand me the? I'm done. Give me the handle. Thank you.They found years ago that people in the United States, Canada, and England had a very high rate of heart attack and high blood pressure.
他们说呢，美国、加拿大还有英国做调查发现，这三个国家有很高的发心脏病和高血压的情况。
They couldn't figure out why.
他们不知道什么原因。
And they looked at their diet.
然后就看他们的饮食。
And they found that they ate a certain amount of red meat.
他们发现呢，吃红肉
，and drank a certain amount of red wine，
然后喝红酒
，and they couldn't figure out what the problem was。
但是他们并不知道到底问题出在哪里。
So they looked at the people of Japan。
他们就看了看日本人
，that have very low high blood pressure and heart attacks。
就是他们心脏病还有高血压发生的概率很少。
And they ate hardly any red meat and drank very little red wine。
然后呢，他们就发现他们又不喝红酒，又不吃红肉。
Then they looked at the French。
然后又看法国人。
The French eat lots of red meat.
他们法国人吃很多红肉。
They eat, drink lots of red wine.
喝很多红酒。
They have hardly any heart attacks or high blood pressure.
但是呢，他们也没有心脏病，也没有高血压。
They looked at the Italians.
又看意大利人。
The Italians live on red wine.
意大利人就活在红酒的里面。
They eat lots of meat.
吃很多肉。
They have very few heart attacks.
也是基本上没有心脏病。
They looked at the Germans.
又看德国人。
The Germans drink lots and lots of beer.
他们喝很多很多啤酒。
They eat a lot of sausage with fat in it.
然后又吃很多的里面脂肪很高的香肠。
They have very few heart attacks.
基本上没有什么心脏病。
So they came to a conclusion.
所以他们得到了一个结论。
You can eat or drink whatever you want.
你吃什么喝什么随便吧。
It's speaking English that kills you.
如果你讲英文的话就死了。
So.Those of you that have more than one language, stick to that other language.
所以如果你们说多于一种语言的，请你好好维持自己的语言。
We want to try to cover some ground tonight.
我们今天要讲一些事。
I believe with all my heart that what we're experiencing last night tonight.Is not just a good couple of meetings.
我坚信我们昨晚和今晚要经历的呢，不只是几天的特会而已。
I believe that it's a season for Vancouver to enter into promises that have been hovering over it prophetically for a long time.
我相信是温哥华要进入这些启示性的，在天上这些启示性的命定要进入命定的时刻。
I've been teaching and preaching on prophecy for over 35 years.
因为我35年一直在传讲有关先知性的这方面的恩赐。
And one thing I know about prophecy.
我对这个预言所知道的一点呢。
It's not enough to hear a prophecy.
就是你光听到这个预言是不够的。
A prophecy calls us to a response in our hearts and our lifestyles.
因为这个预言是要我们在心里面来回应。
And so, like a surfer out in the ocean,
所以就好像一个在海洋里面的一个冲浪者。
When the wave comes,
当这个浪过来的时候呢
，they have to be paddling already.
他一定要已经开始在滑。
Because if they don't have momentum when the wave hits, the wave just washes them by.
因为如果当这个浪潮来的时候，他没有这样的一个动力向前的时候呢，这个浪它就会过去了。
So is the body of Christ when a fresh wave of the Spirit is being released.
所以作为基督的身体，当这个圣灵的一个浪潮来临的时候。
How can we have momentum to respond to the Spirit of God?
怎么样才可以有这个动力来回应神？
I want to talk about something tonight that might seem a little bit strange.
我今天晚上要讲一件事情，可能看起来有一点奇怪。
But in fact, I believe it's tied into everything God wants to do in Vancouver.
但是我相信是跟神所要在温哥华做的很多的事情是有连接的。
I want to talk about friendship with God.
我要讲到就是与神作为朋友。
Jesus said to his disciples, "I no longer call you servant, but I call you friends."
因为耶稣对他的门徒说，我不再叫你叫奴仆，而是叫你做朋友。
Because a friend knows what another friend is doing.
因为朋友知道朋友所做的。
It's in the context of friendship that revelation and trust come.
就是说，在这样的一个朋友的关系里面呢，才有启示。
So we're going to look a little bit tonight at the life of Abraham.
所以今天晚上我们要看一看亚伯拉罕的生命。
Abraham is the only body in the Bible in both the Old and New Testament to be called the friend of God.
因为亚伯拉罕是在旧约和新约里面唯一一个被称为神朋友的人。
I want to look quickly at four points of Abraham's life.
我要讲到就是亚伯拉罕里面的生命中的四点。
That I believe qualified him to be the friend of God.
我觉得是这四点让他可以足成为神的朋友。
It says in Genesis 18,
在创世纪十八章
that the Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the door of his tent.
好，就是耶和华在幔粒橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来。
At this point, Abraham was in his late 90s.
在那个时候亚伯拉罕已经九十多岁了。
Sarah was in her 90s.
萨拉也九十岁了。
They'd had a promise for decades.
他们有神几十年来的一个应许。
That they would have children.
就是他们会有孩子。
That their children would be more numerous than the stars. Their descendants would be more numerous than the stars that could be counted.
而且他们的子孙就要像天上的星、海中的沙一样多。
But now in their 90s, they've had no children.
但是他们现在九十岁了，还没有孩子。
A prophetic word can test you.
因为一个先知预言的话语呢，真的可以试验你。
And sometimes God gives vision.
因为很多时候神给你个意象。
He gives amazing promises.
是很多非常好的预言和应许。
And we wonder, and we wonder, and we wonder why isn't the word being fulfilled?
然后我们就一直在想啊想啊，为什么这个话语还没有实现？
But I want to say something to you about one of the songs we sang tonight.
但是我要跟你讲一件事，就是我们今天晚上所唱的一首歌。
Be glorified.
就是荣耀，荣耀他的名。
The reality is, before God can be glorified through you, He has to be glorified in you.
所以这个事实上就是在神通过你他得荣耀之前，他要先在你里面得荣耀。
And sometimes, like David, like Joseph, like Abraham and Sarah.
所以就很多时候，像大卫、像约瑟、像亚伯拉罕、撒拉一样。
There's long seasons of preparation.
可能会有很长的一个时间是一个预备的季节。
And Abraham and Sarah had almost given up on this promise.
甚至亚伯拉罕和撒拉他们可能已经几乎要放弃这个应许。
But he saw the Lord passing by.
但是他看见神。
And he got up and ran after the Lord.
他就跑去追随神。
When you take time out from your busy schedule.To be here on a Wednesday night, a Thursday night, a Friday night.
当你从你忙碌的这个时间表中抽出一个周三、周四、周五的晚上来到这里。
In essence, you're running after God.
其实呢，你就是来追跑跟。
You're turning aside from your daily schedule, saying, "God, I've got to catch up with what you're doing."
因为你说从我要不管我日常的生活，而我要今天晚上来跟神一起看神要做什么事。
And he said, "Lord, if I have found favor in your sight." Please do not pass your servant by.
所以亚伯拉罕说，我主，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人往前去。
And he said, please come back.
他说，
to my tent.
求你回到我的我的这个帐篷里。
Let us minister to you.
让我们来服侍你。
Let us prepare a meal for you.
让我们来为你做饭。
For the past 40 years,
40年
scientists have been telling us they're going to perfect humanity when they can thoroughly understand our DNA.
所以40年来呢，科学家一直在说，他们要通过了解、认识 DNA， 然后让这个人类变得更加的完美。
How many of you know the more perfect we get, the more messed up we become?
有多少人知道我们越完美就越糟糕
？Because we're trying to do what only God can do.
因为我们就想要做只有神才能做的事情。
And so much of humanity is concerned about our DNA.
然后其实呢，我们人类很多的时候都是在看我们自己的 DNA。
God's concerned about our DNA。
但是神他有关乎的是想要看我们的 DNA。
What is DNA?
DNA 是什么
？Thank you for asking。
谢谢你问。
DNA means our ability to detain and entertain the presence of the Lord。
啊，所以 DNA 的意思呢，就是我们的一个能力是什么样一个能力？就是来能留住。然后可以真的是让神甚至享受他的同在。
Does that sound good in Mandarin? Maybe not. The church has lost the art of detaining and entertaining the presence of God.
所以呢，就是这个教我们教会好像真的已经丧失了这样一个可以留住神同在的能力。
Isaiah said the Lord is looking for a resting place.
因为在以赛亚书里面，主说神他在找一个安息之所。
When you take time out in your daily schedule to worship the Lord,
当你每天从你日程表中抽出时间来敬拜主的时候
，When we come together as a church.
当我们一起做一个教会来聚集的时候
And we say, God, we're not here to get, we're here to give.
我们说主啊我们不是来这里不是为了领取而是为了给
We're here to minister to you.
我们真的是为了要来服侍你
Through our prayer and worship.
通过我们的祷告通过我们的敬拜
We enter into this DNA factor.
我们就进入这样一个 DNA 留住你同在的
Abraham and Sarah, they detained and then they entertained the presence of the Lord.
所以亚伯拉罕和撒拉就这样留住了神的同在让神开心
They prepared a very extravagant meal for the Lord.
他们为神准备了一个丰富的宴席
This was not a McDonald's quick fix deal here.
所以不是一个麦当劳的一个很快速的这样的一个食品
One of the things I love about the Asian people
我很喜欢亚裔的人的一件事
is they love to eat.
就是他们很爱吃
I love to eat.
我也很爱吃
But I love to eat good food.
我爱吃好的食物。
I'd rather fast than eat bad food.
我如果要让我吃不好的食物、不健康的食物，宁可就是进食。
Everybody wants to know how do you stay skinny.
很多人就问说怎么样可以变得一直很苗条。
I'm going to give you the Mark DuPont diet.
我给你一个 Mark DuPont 的美食法则。
All you have to do is travel on airplanes 150,000 miles a year.
你需要做的就是每一年飞15万英里。
You will get so sick of airplane food, you won't eat it.
所以你就不吃这个飞机上不吃饭。
And you don't gain weight.
然后你就可以不长胖。
It's a little bit expensive though.
有点贵啊。
I love good food.
我很喜欢美食。
My wife and I, we do a lot of cooking.
我太太和我很会做饭。
I'm very good at cooking Italian food.
我很会做意大利餐。
We like having guests over to our house and cooking for them.
我很喜欢邀请别人来我们家为他们做饭。
We like sitting down and having meals together.
我们很喜欢就好好来坐下来享受我们的美食。
You know what?
你知道吗？
So does God.
神也很爱。
A lot of the most important meetings in the Bible have happened over food.
因为圣经中很重要的一些聚集是在餐桌上的。
You know when Peter jumped in the boat, jumped out of the boat and swam to Jesus.
你知道当这个彼得从船中跳出来，然后游到耶稣的时候。
He found Jesus already had some fish on the grill.
结果他看到，哎，耶稣已经在烤鱼了。
The first miracle Jesus did was turning water into wine.
耶稣行的第一个神迹就是变水为酒。
But we can't talk about that. We're in church, so there we go.
但是我们不能谈酒哈，因为在教会。
For 6 years in a row,
所以连续的六年。
I had an apostolic gathering at my house.
在我的家就有个使徒性的聚集。
Every year we'd bring about 25, 30 pastors, apostles, prophets from around the world together.
然后每一年呢，我们就会邀请25到30位的先知、使徒，然后牧师到我们的家来。
And we'd have a 3-day round table.
我们就有一个三天的圆桌会议。
Where we would share about vision for the kingdom of God.
我们就来一起分享神国的这样的一些意象。
And we pray for one another.
我们彼此祷告。
And we'd always have a lot of amazing prophecies and words from the Lord.
然后我们就会有很多真的非常好、非常奇妙的这些预言。
But the last one we did 3 years ago,
最后一次做这件事是三年前。
Some of the best prophecies did not happen in the actual meeting.
就是有一些这个预言，它不是发生在这个聚集中。
They happened during the meals.
而是在我们吃饭的时候。
And during the coffee breaks.
在我们喝咖啡的时候。
And I said to a friend of mine, an apostle who was there.
然后我就跟我的一个朋友，他是一个使徒，我跟他讲。
And he said, "Why do you think some of the best prophecies happen during the meals and fellowship time?"
他问我说你认为为什么有一些这些最奇妙、最好的预言是发生在饭桌上，发生在我们一起喝咖啡的时候
？He said, "Because God loves fellowship."
他说，因为神喜欢。门徒们相交。
He created us for relationship.
因为他创造我们就是为了关系。
Relationship with him, and out of that amazing love, relationship with one another.
首先与他的关系，然后通过这样的一个奇妙的爱，让我们彼此之间也有好的关系。
The kingdom of God is all about relationship.
因为神的国就是关乎关系。
And one of the problems that let me put it this way. One of the strongholds I believe Satan has had in Vancouver.
然后我觉得撒旦在温哥华有一个很强的营垒。
Is people breaking up relationships?
就是人们来断绝一些关系。
And I'm talking about the church.
我讲的是教会。
I'm talking about the church.
我讲的是教会。
Even a number of churches I've known over the last 30 years in Vancouver.
甚至是我一些认识的教会，在过去的30年中
，have gone through splits, have gone through breakups, have kicked out pastors and leaders.
就有很多的分裂，很多的分开，很多的把这个牧师踢出去。
Jesus gave his life to bring us into relationship.
因为耶稣他将自己的生命献上是为了建立好的关系。
With him, but also with one another.
是让我们与他建立关系，但也是让我们彼此建立关系。
Jesus prayed in John 17.
因为耶稣在约翰福音17章说
，Father, may they be one, even as you and I are one.
父啊，让他们合而为一，就像你我合而为一样。
We live in a day and age where we're so quick to break off relationships.
我们活在这样的一个时代，就是那么的容易，我们彼此之间断绝关系。
But I want to say something to you.
但是我想要对你说
，Love is worth fighting for.
就是爱是值得去争取的。
Love is worth fighting for.
爱值得争取。
And love is not just a feeling.
而且爱也不只是一个感受。
Love is valued in commitment.
爱是通过彼此之间的这样的一个委身。
Anybody can love somebody when they do everything they want.
那每个人都可以去爱别人。
But what about when someone doesn't do what you want?
当他们对做你想要他们做的时候，你就会爱他。但如果他做你不想做的时候，你还会爱他吗？
What about when you don't get your way?
如果你没有办法就是让他做你想做的事情的时候。
In our society today, we just blow people off.
那我在我们的生活中我们就把他们赶走。
We blow off marriages.
然后我们就把这个婚姻破坏。
We blow off jobs.
然后我们就把我们的工作给吹了。
And we blow off relationships with churches.
然后我们就把我们的教会给吹了。
And...It's a stronghold the enemy has developed.
所以呢，这就是仇敌建立的一个坚固的营垒。
Because the love of God covers a multitude of problems.
因为神的爱其实是可以遮掩很多的过犯。
A friend of mine, he grew up in a very broken family.
我有一个朋友，他出生在一个破碎的家庭。
His mother was very abusive to him.
因为他的母亲对他就是非常的严厉。
And at times his mother was abusive to his father.
然后也有的时候呢，他的母亲对他的父亲也很暴力。
His mother had to be put away into a mental institute for several years.
甚至到一个地步，他这个母亲就被放去一个神经病院几年。
And when he was in his late teenage years, his mother died.
然后在他十几岁的时候，他的母亲就身亡了。
And when he was about 25,
在当他25岁的时候
he sat down with his father.
他就与他的爸爸坐下来
And he said, Dad, how come you never divorced mom?
他就问他的父亲说爸爸你为什么从来没有和妈妈离婚
She was mean to me.
他对我很不好
She was mean to you.
他对你也很不好
She always criticized you.
他从来都是批评你
Sometimes she physically attacked you.
甚至有的时候他这个在身体上也攻击你
And he said, how come you never divorced her?
他就问他说你为什么没有离婚呢
His father looked at him.
他的爸爸就看着他说
And he said, son.
他说儿子啊
In the eyes of God and man,
就是在神和人的眼中
I said, I'm marrying your mother for better or for worse.
我娶了我的太太，你的妈妈是为了更好，以后更好或者更差。
And I'm not saying there's never a time for divorce.
我不是说永远都不可以离婚。
Because sometimes the abuse is so bad, it's the only thing you can do.
因为有的时候可能是就被责打呀，这样非常的严厉，所以只能这样。
But relationship is what the kingdom of God, Christianity, is all about.
但是在基督徒的一个生活中，神的国度中，这样的一个关系是最重要的。
I love healings and miracles.
我很喜欢医治还有神迹。
I love prophecy and revelation.
我也很爱这些预言和启示。
But Jesus never said they will know you are my disciples by your miracles or by your revelation.
但是耶稣没有说因着你们的启示，因着你们的因着你们的神迹，他们就能认出你是我的门徒。
He said they will know you are my disciples by your love for one another.
他说因为你们彼此相爱，才使众人认出你们是我的门徒。
And I believe that the Church of Vancouver.
我相信温哥华的教会。
In order to be this vessel that can hold the glory of God.
如果要能成为一个可以承载神荣耀的器皿
some of the cracks need to be healed.
我们中间的一些破碎的这些破裂的地方需要被医治
And love is the mortar in the kingdom of God that brings everything together and holds everything together.
因为在神的国度中，爱就是这样的一个秩序，可以把所有的事情放得井井有条。
And so Abraham and Sarah, they had fellowship with the presence of the Lord.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕和撒拉他们就在神的同在中与神相交。
And the Lord said, at this time next year,
然后主就对他们说，明年的今日
the child of promise will be born to you.
你们所应许的孩子就要出生。
Sarah was in her 90s.
撒拉已经九十多岁了。
And it says in verse 12, she laughed to herself.
然后十二节讲到说，他就心里暗笑。
She said, "How can this happen? We're both old."
他说怎么可能呢？我们都老了。
But the Lord said, "Is anything too difficult for God?"
但是主说，有任何事对我来讲是太难的吗
？Is anything too difficult for God?
有任何的事是对我太难吗
？Some 2,000 years later,
两千年多年以后
，a young woman was just minding her own business.
有一个年轻的少女正在就是自己管自己的事。
And all of a sudden, she saw the angel Gabriel.
然后突然间，她就看到了加百列天使。
And he said, "Hail, favored one."
然后就说蒙恩的女子。
He said, "You have been chosen."
你被拣选。
To give birth to the Christ, the Messiah.
就是拣选，然后从你里面出生弥赛亚。
And she said, "How can this happen?"
她说这怎么可能？
I've never been with a man. How can I give birth to a baby?
我从来没有和任何男人在一起，我怎么可能来生一个孩子出来
？And he said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you."
但是他说圣灵要降在你身上。
You will be overshadowed by the power of the Most High.
就是你会在神的这样的一个大能中。
And the angel Gabriel said to her, "Nothing shall be impossible for God."
加百列天使对他说，在神没有难成的事。
In the church my wife and I were based at in Ohio.
在教会我们是基地在 Ohio 省。
About 6 years ago, I heard that a couple in our church were going through a divorce.
然后有一次我们就听到呢，我们教会中有一对夫妻他们要离婚。
I didn't know this couple, but I heard about the problems.
我并不认识这一对夫妇，但是我听到了他们的故事。
And I found out the guy had fallen into some sin.
然后我就知道好像这个男士他就是犯了罪。
And his wife was not open to restoration.
然后这个太太呢就没有办法要恢复。
And so they got divorced.
他们就分开了。
She went to a different church for 6 months.
然后这位太太就去了另外一间教会六个月。
And then she started coming back to our church.
又回到了我们教会。
We had 3 services on the weekend.
我们在周末的时候有三场聚会。
So she just went to a different service than her former husband went to.
所以她就和她前夫去了一个不同的时间段的一个聚集。
But then we started having special prayer meetings.
但后来我们就有一些特别的祷告会。
6 nights a week just waiting upon the Lord.
一周六次等候神。
How many of you know where the Spirit is, there's freedom?
多少人知道如果圣灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
And so they made a mistake.
所以他们做了个错误。
They both showed up the same Monday night of the prayer meeting.
他们两个人同时出现在那个周一晚上的祷告会。
She had not intended to come to the prayer meeting.
她那个时候本来没有想要那一天去祷告会。
But the Lord spoke to her when she was leaving work and said, "Go to the prayer meeting."
但是神那一天在她下班的时候对她讲，你要去这个祷告会。
So she got there late for the prayer meeting.
所以她去的时候已经晚了。
And she walks in.
她走进去。
She sees her ex-husband up front praying.
她看到她的前夫在前面祷告。
And she's angry.
她就很生气。
She just can't stand him.
没有办法来看着他。
So she sat in the very back row.
她就坐到最后面一排。
And up front there were about 60 people praying.
前面大概有60个人在祷告。
This was a meeting room that could hold 1,100 people.
这个聚堂的会堂呢可以容纳1,100个人。
So there's 60 people here and one person way back there.
所以在最前面有60个人，还有一个人在最后面。
And she's sitting here like this.
她就坐在这边这样。
She's angry.
很生气。
But God had told her to go to the prayer meeting, so she couldn't leave.
但是神，因为神让她去这个祷告会，她也没有办法离开。
I saw her sitting back there.
我就看到她坐在最后面。
I said, "Well, at least she's at the prayer meeting."
我就说，哎，至少她来祷告会了嘛。
And then the Lord spoke to me.
神就对我讲话。
And He said, "Mark, let's have some fun."
他说 ，Mark， 我们来玩点好玩的。
God's idea of fun is very different than our idea of fun.
但是神认为有趣的事跟我们还不太一样。
And I walked up to the front where her ex-husband was kneeling down.
我就走到前面，他就是那个他前夫所跪下的地方。
And I grabbed him by the wrist.
我就抓住他的手。
And I said, "Come with me."
我说你跟我来。
And I dragged him to the very back to where his ex-wife was.
我把他拽到后面他前妻在的那个地方。
I didn't know he used to be a military policeman.
我不知道他原来是一个叫什么警察交警。
I never would have done that.
要不然我也不会抓他到后面去。
Sometimes the prophetic uses ignorance.
很多时候神也会用我们的无知啊，武警。
I dragged him back to his ex-wife. I said, "Sit down."
然后我就把他拽到后面，拽到他那个前妻旁边，说：“你坐下。”
He's angry. She's angry.
他们两个人就都生气了。
And I said, "This is what the Lord says to you."
我说：“主对你们说。”
Join your hands together.
你们两个人手要拉起来。
Reluctantly, they joined their hands together.
然后他们就很不情愿的把手拉起来了。
And I said, "This is what the Lord Jesus says to you."
然后我就说，这就是主耶稣对你们要说的话。
The two of you have bought into a lie from the pits of hell.
就是你们两个人都相信了从仇敌这个深处的一个谎言。
You believe what's impossible for you is also impossible for God.
因为你认为在你不可能做到的事情，在神也不可能做到。
And I said, "I break that lie in the name of Jesus."
我说我奉耶稣的名来砍断这样的一个谎言。
And I said, "I call you back to your first friendship and romance."
然后我说我要把你们召回在你们最初的这样的一个彼此的一个关系里面。
They looked at one another. They began to start weeping.
然后他们彼此相看，他们就哭泣了。
They spent the whole rest of the prayer meeting weeping and hugging each other.
然后他们就剩下的祷告会的时间，他们就一直在哭泣，然后彼此相拥抱。
They then went through 9 months of counseling.
然后之后他们经过了九个月的这样的一个 被人指导的时间。
The husband Pat got counseling for his problems.
然后这个先生呢，也是因为他过去所做的，然后被去指导。
The wife Rebecca got counseling for issues of her heart.
然后这个太太呢，也是因为她心里面的这样一些心结，然后去找这个人指导。
And they went through pre-marriage counseling.
然后他们就又去了这个婚前的辅导。
Or maybe we could call it post-marriage counseling.
是不是也是婚后辅导？
But 9 months later, I remarried them in Pat's backyard.
但是九个月之后，我又让就重新给他们举办了婚礼。
It's the best wedding I've ever been in.
但真的是最美的一个婚礼。
Except for mine.
但除了我的以外。
And when I sat down with Pat and Rebecca a week before the wedding, I said, "How are we doing this?"
然后我坐跟他们一起坐下来的时候，我就说我们要怎么样做。
How many bridesmaids? How many groomsmen?
需要多少位伴郎，多少位伴娘
？They said, "Well, we did it that way before. We want to do something different."
他们就说我们以前已经是这样做过了，我们这次想要做点不一样的。
Pat and Rebecca had been married for 8 years.
这个 Pat 和 Rebecca 两个人呢，结婚八年。
She had 2 daughters from a previous marriage.
她之前的婚姻里面有两个女儿。
And her 2 daughters had never liked Pat.
然后这个两个女儿从来没有喜欢过他们的继父，从来没有叫他父亲。
They never honored him or obeyed him.
从来没有尊荣过他，没有这个顺服他。
But Rebecca said, "Mark, over the last 9 months,"
他说这个 Mark 在过去的九个月中
，God has done something in our whole family.
神在我们家里面做了一件很奇妙的事情。
And my 2 daughters have now fallen in love with Pat and are calling him dad.
然后我这个两个女儿，她们就爱上了他们的继父，然后管他叫爸爸。
And she said, "Our 2 daughters, who are now 19 and 20,"
她说我这两个女儿现在19岁、20岁
，have asked if they can stand on either side of us in the wedding ceremony.
然后她们就说可不可以站在我们两个人的两边？
Because they want to testify to everybody how God has healed our family.
因为他们就是想要对每一个人来做见证，神怎样医治我们的家庭。
And that's what we did.
我们就是这样做的。
You see, this is the business of the kingdom.
你知道，这个就是神国的事。
God takes what's broken, what's fractured, what's not working.
神就拿着这样的一个被破碎、被已经不可以工作。的事情或者
And as he breaks the lies of the devil,
然后他就把仇敌的谎言毁灭
And we begin to see things with a renewed mind, the mind of Christ.
我们就突然可以用我们更新的意念，也是耶稣基督的意念来看
The power of hopelessness and despair becomes broken.
然后就是这样的一个感觉，没有希望的一个能力就完全的被破碎。
And God begins to give us beauty for ashes.
神呢就让这些灰尘中变为美丽。
That's what he wants to do in the Church of Vancouver.
神就是想要在温哥华的教会中做这样的事。
In Psalm 149,
在诗篇149篇
it says God beautifies the afflicted ones with salvation.
就是神让这个被责打的人使他们有这个荣耀。
God wants to do such a work of beautification in the church.
而且是一个救恩而来的荣耀，神要在教会中做这样的工作。
That the world becomes envious.
让整个世人看起来都嫉妒。
That they're seeing the reality of Christ in us and through us.
因为他们从我们中间，还有通过我们可以看到基督的真实。
God said, "A child of promise will be born to you by this time next year."
神说，在明年的今日，你必生一个儿子。
And Sarah laughed.
撒拉就笑了。
It wasn't a laughter from the Holy Spirit.
不是圣灵给的笑。
It was a laughter of unbelief.
是一个不信的笑。
But when you read about Sarah in Hebrews 11,
但是当你在希伯来书十一章读到撒拉的时候
it says she believed God capable.Of what he spoke to her,
那里面讲到说，撒拉相信神可以做神对他讲的。
In 1953,
1953年
，when the communist powers kicked out all the missionaries out of China,
就是在这个共产党把所有的这些宣教士逐出中国大陆的时候
，there were maybe 1 million Christians.
那个时候可能大概有100万个基督徒。
And maybe many of the Christians were very sad. All the missionaries were gone.
可能那个时候那些基督徒们，他们就很就是觉得很惨，因为这些宣教士全都被逐出去了。
But nothing's impossible with God.
但是在神没有事是不可能。
And today there's over 100 million Christians in China.
而现在在中国却有一亿个基督徒。
And the impact is going to come to the Western world.
而他们就会影响到西方的国家。
You know, many people look at China in the United States and Canada.
很多人看到中国，看到美国、加拿大。
And they say, everything we buy is made in China.
他们说我们所有的东西都是中国制造。
They're buying all of Vancouver.
他们把整个温哥华都买下来了。
They're buying all of San Diego.
他们把整个圣地亚哥都买下来了。
They're taking over the world.
他们就是占领全世界了。
Of course they are. They've got over 100 million Christians praying.
真的，因为他们有超过一亿的基督徒来祷告。
Hello.You get 100 million Christians praying for the economy of your nation, something happens.
如果有一亿个基督徒为你国家的经济祷告，肯定有事发生。
But guess what?
但你知道吗？
There's a move of the Spirit.
却有另外一个圣灵的运动。
Where the Chinese church and the Asian church is beginning to pray for the Western world.
而当这个亚洲的教会来为西方的国家祷告的时候，
Something's happening in the kingdom of God.
在神的国中就有事情发生。
And Vancouver is going to be a pivotal point.
而温哥华将成为一个关键的点。
Vancouver is a bridge between the Pacific Rim and the Western world.
因为温哥华成为这样一个太平洋和西方之间的一个连接点，一个桥梁。
And so we need to look at the Chinese and the Asian church.
所以我们必须要看向中国这些中国人还有华人的教会。
And we need to learn to sit down and have some good food together.
我们要学会怎么样可以坐下来和他们一起享受大餐。
That's where things happen.
这就是因为事情发生的地方。
And it says in verse 22,
在二十二节说到
that as the men, the presence of the Lord began to leave,
就是当这个神的同在要神走了的时候呢
that they said, let's back up from there. Let's go to verse 17.
我们去看十七节。
The Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?"
神说，我所要做的事，岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢
？Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?
他说，我所做的事，岂可向亚伯拉罕瞒住他
？And then he began to give Abraham revelation of judgment he was about to release.
然后神就这个启示亚伯拉罕他所要行的审判。
I want to say something to you about Revelation.
我想要对你讲有关启示。
God reveals what He's about to do to His friends.
因为神他会对着他的朋友来启示他所要做的事情。
Jesus said, "I no longer call you servant, but I call you friends, because a servant does not know what the master's doing."
耶稣说，我不再叫你作为门作为奴仆，而是叫你作为朋友，因为奴仆不知道主人所做的。
Isaiah said, "The former things have come to pass."
以赛亚书说这个。以前的事已经过去。
Now I declare the new things to you before they take place.
现在我要宣告新的事情要发生。
Amos said, "Surely God does nothing unless He reveals His secret counsel to the prophets."
阿摩斯说，神若不向他的先知显明，他必不做事。
So how do we come in to having ears to hear and eyes to see?
所以我们怎么样可以来有这样可以听的耳朵，可以看见的眼睛？
Very simple.
其实很简单。
Develop your friendship with God.
就是来发展与神之间的一个朋友的关系。
What do friends do?
朋友之间做什么？
They spend time together.
他们就是花时间在一起。
Samuel is a young boy.
撒母耳是个。在还是年轻人的时候
used to sleep by the altar of the Lord.
他就睡在神的祭坛边。
One of the greatest prophets who ever lived.
后来成为一个最伟大的先知之一。
In the New Testament,
在新约
John, one of the 12 apostles.
约翰是十二个门徒之一。
At times, he used to lean his head up against Jesus's shoulder.
他就靠把他的头靠在耶稣的胸脯。
John emerged as the greatest prophet of the New Testament.
而约翰也成为了门徒中最大的之一。
He knew how to spend time hanging out with Jesus.
因为他知道他要花时间和耶稣在一起。
God wants to speak to us. He wants to lead us and guide us by His Spirit.
神他要通过他的灵来带领我们，来给我们启示。
And you know, it's not always about deep dark secret things.
而且也不是说一定是那种很深，然后这个很玄、很非常隐秘的事情。
About 20 years ago, I was speaking at a conference in Windsor, Canada, Ontario.
大概二十年前，我在安大略省的一个 Windsor 的城市。
I just bought a brand new leather jacket.
那个时候我刚买了一个皮衣服。
It had been cold in the morning. I was wearing that leather jacket.
因为早晨很冷，我就穿着那件皮衣。
And then we went out to lunch.
然后我们就去吃午饭。
And when we came back, it warmed up.
我们回来的时候，这个皮就是热了。
So when I went back into the church, I took off my leather jacket and I laid it in the car.
天气热了呢，我就把这个皮衣脱下来，然后把它扔在了车里。
But the Lord gave me a word.
神就给了我一句话。
He said there's going to be a thief breaking into cars.
神就说呢，会有一个小偷来要这个打破这个车。
So I went and got my leather jacket and took it into church.
然后我一听到神的话呢，我就进去把这个皮从车里拿出来。
When we came back out in the afternoon session,
然后从我们这个下午聚会完了以后，我们出来的时候，
about 15 cars had been broken into.
有15辆车都被砸了。
But not mine.
但是我的没有。
Now, if I'd had more faith, I would have said, "Everybody, go get your stuff out of your cars."
当然，如果我当时更有信心，我就会跟大家讲，所有人去你们车里把东西都拿出来吧。
But sometimes people need to hear the Lord for themselves.
但有的时候可能神自己听也是听了是为了自己。
And anyway, I still had my leather jacket.
反正不管怎么说也好，我的皮还在就好了。
God desires to speak to you.
神真的渴望对你讲话。
He desires to lead you and guide you by His Spirit.
神渴望通过他的灵来带领你。
You know why?
你知道吗？
Because you're not an orphan.
因为你不是个孤儿。
You're a son and daughter.
而你是他的儿子，他的女儿。
But the Father wants to bring you into all the good intentions of His heart.
因为父神他想要把他所有对你美好的心意都告诉你。
And so.Abraham, the friend of God, knew how to listen to the Lord.
所以亚伯拉罕作为神的朋友，他知道怎么样可以聆听神。
But as a friend of God, the third thing he knew was how to speak to the Lord.
但作为神的朋友，第三点就是他也知道如何对神讲话。
The Lord said, "I'm going to bring judgment against the city. I'm going to destroy it."
神说呢，对亚伯拉罕说，我要向这个城市行审判，我要把它毁灭。
Now, one of the truths about friendship.
作为朋友这样关系的一点
is a friend knows his friend's heart.
就是朋友知道他朋友的心
And a friend can say something to another friend that a non-friend can't say sometimes.
所以呢，这个作为朋友你可以讲的话，非朋友不是朋友的人呢，他们有的时候就不能讲这种话。
So Abraham said, "Wait a minute, Lord."
然后亚伯拉罕就说：“主啊，等一下。
What if there's 50 righteous men in the city? Will you still destroy it?
如果这个城中有五十个义人，你还会毁灭他吗
？”And the Lord said, "No, not if there's 50 righteous men."
主说：“不会。如果有五十个人的话，我就不毁了。
”And then Abraham worshipped the Lord a little.
亚伯拉罕就敬拜了神一下。
He said, "Well, wait just a minute now, Lord."
等一下，主啊。
What if that 50 is missing 5?
如果这个五十个人里面缺五个呢？
What if there's only 45 righteous men?
如果只有四十五个义人。
And God said, "Okay, if there's 45, I won't destroy it."
主说，如果只有有四十五个义人，我也不毁灭所多玛。
And he kept bargaining with God.
他就一直与神讨价还价。
And he brought the Lord all the way down to 10.
这直到他把这个他说十个人。
Now, in point of fact, there were not 10 righteous men.
但是实际上连十个都没有。
But what if Abraham had kept going?
如果亚伯拉罕继续
，What about if he'd gone to 5 or maybe 2？
如果亚伯拉罕降到说五个人或者两个人
，Intercessory prayer
作为一个代祷性的
，is not just lifting up a prayer list to God。
代祷性的祷告不只是好像给一个写一个祷告单，然后把它。
But it's speaking out of your heart to the heart of God。
而是从你心里发出来的，然后阐述向神的心。
And it's identifying with people.
而且是与人来认同。
Jesus called himself the Son of Man.
耶稣呢，称他自己为人子。
He did not look down upon people.
他没有就是低看这些人。
And we look at some of the prayers of Jeremiah and Daniel.
我们看一看耶利米还有但以理他们的 祷告。
They identified with sinners.
他们与这些罪人认同。
They said, "Oh Lord, we have sinned against you."
他们说，主啊，我们得罪了你。
Please forgive us.
主啊，你来，求愿你来饶恕我们。
One of the greatest things we can do in intercessory prayer.
我们作为代祷的时候，我们可以做的很重要的一件事。
Is stand in the gap.
就是站在破口中。
And say, "Father, forgive us as a city."
说父啊，作为我们作为一个城市来。赦免我们
Forgive us as a church.
作为一个教会来赦免我们
And that brings us to an important point.
这样就让我们带到很重要的一点
If you were here last night,
如果你昨晚在这里
I told the story about Jehoshaphat sending out the worshippers ahead of the army.
昨晚我就讲到约沙法他们带着把这些敬拜的人在军队之前
And the worshippers won the battle.
然后这些敬拜者他们赢了战争。
But it says something very interesting.
但是有一件事非常的有趣。
That the worshippers went out in holy attire.
就是这些敬拜者他们穿着圣服。
Let me tell you something.
我跟你讲一件事。
It does not work as a Christian to have a lifestyle of grieving the Holy Spirit.But then say, "Fill me with your glory."
所以，作为一个基督徒，你不可以就是还在活在一个活在一个不圣洁的里面，但是你却跟神说要你的荣耀充满。
It does not work as a Christian to ignore the lordship of Jesus, but just say, "I want your blessings."
就是你没有办法作为一个基督徒，就是你要来小看或者不看神的主权，他作为你的主，而只是要他的祝福。
He is Lord.
因为他是主。
And he wants to be Lord over every area of your life.
他想要在你生命中每一个部分成为你的主。
And we live in a day and age.
我们现在活在这样的一个时节。
Where many preachers and Bible teachers.
而很多的这些讲道的人。
Say, "Oh, it's okay for a Christian to sin."
他们说，哦，基督徒犯罪是可以的。
God doesn't see that.
因为神看不见这个。
Really?
真的吗？
Try explaining that to Ananias and Sapphira when you get to heaven.
你真的是来，你要真的这么认为，你就向亚拿尼亚来解释这句话吧。
Paul said, "God will not be mocked."
因为保罗说，神他不被嘲弄。
If we sow to righteousness, we'll reap from righteousness. But if we sow to unrighteousness, we'll reap from that as well.
如果我们种公义，我们就收公义；如果我们种不公义，而且毁坏的事，我们就收同样的果子。
We looked at Psalm 34.
我们看到了这个
Swing wide the gates.
诗篇三十四篇说，打开，
敞开你的门。Let in the King of Glory.
来，让你的荣耀进来。
Who is this generation?
这是哪一个世代？
Those with clean hands and pure hearts.
就是守洁清心的人。
See, the book of 1 John
的约翰一书
was actually written to Christians, not to non-Christians.
是对着基督徒而不是非基督徒写的。
And when you look at chapter 3,
当你看到第三章的时候
John said, "Anyone who practices sin is not of God."
约翰说，所有犯罪的人他是不属神的。
I'm not talking about being perfect.
我不是说你要做的完美。
Only Jesus is perfect.
只有耶稣才是完美的。
But when a Christian says, "I'm going to do what I want, regardless of what the Word of God says,"
但是如果当一位基督徒他说，我不管神说的什么，但是我就要做我想做的。
We are grieving and quenching the Holy Spirit.
我们就是来使圣灵担忧。
And we can't say, "Lord, show me your glory."
所以我们也不能在这种情况下来说，主啊，你来向我彰显你的荣耀。
But I just want to do my thing.
但是我还要做我自己想做的事。
But God has also given us a promise.
但是神也给了我们一个应许。
In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9.
在约翰一书一章九节。
That if we make a mistake.
如果我们做错了。
And we repent.
但是我们悔改。
God is quick to forgive.
神真的他饶恕我们。
He's quick to restore.
他真的很快的就恢复我们。
Every one of us is an imperfect person.
因为我们每一个人都是一个不完全的人。
But God has given the church this wonderful gift of repentance.
但是神给了我们一个很美好的礼物，就是悔改。
That even if our sins are as red as scarlet,
即使我们的罪就像罪大恶极。
If we're honest with God,
但是如果我们向神是真实
he makes us as pure as the new snow.
他真的让我们可以洁白如雪。
I'm going to be very careful how I say this because I know there's some young children in the room.
Oh, 我觉得我要非常的小心的来讲下面的话，因为我们中间有很年轻的。
But in churches in the Western world,
在西方的国家很多的教会。
In most churches,
大部分的教会。
50% or more of the men are addicted to pornography.
50%或者更多的男士，他们是被这个色情的这个叫什么？被 addicted.
Addicted. In bondage.
上瘾。
Over 20% of the women are addicted to pornography.
20%以上的女士也是因着这些色情的事物来上瘾。
You can find Christians all over the place.
你们可以看到，就是基督徒在所有的地方。
That are hanging on to bitterness and anger and judgment towards other Christians.
在很多不同的地方，这些基督徒他们就是来对其他的基督徒有苦读，有论断。
But Jesus said, if you don't forgive those who have sinned against you, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you of your sins.
但是耶稣说，如果你不赦免别人的罪，你的天父也不赦免你的罪。
It cannot be that we are crying out, "Bless me, Lord."
没有办法，你可以说跟主说，主啊，你来祝福我。
Fill me with your Spirit, your power, your glory.
愿你的圣灵，愿你的能力充满我。
But yet the Holy Spirit's having to strive to gain the attention of our hearts.
但是在你这样说的时候，同时你那个圣灵想要得到你的注意力也是那么的难，他需要非常的努力。
John was quite clear on this.
约翰说得非常清楚。
And he said, anyone who practices sin is of the devil.
他说凡犯罪的人都是属乎撒旦。
You see, the grace of God.
你只要看到神的恩典。
That comes through the word and by the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是通过借着他的话语和圣灵的大能。
It gives us the supernatural ability.
给了我们一个超自然的能力。
To say no to temptation.
让我们可以向对着试探说不。
And say yes to living sacrificially.
而活出一个奉献自己的这样一个生命。
And sometimes that sacrificial living.
而且很多时候这样一个奉献自己的生活。
It means when a brother or sister in the body of Christ.
是讲到在基督的身体里面的一个弟兄姐妹。
When they offend you.
当他们冒犯你的时候。
When they hurt you,
当他们使你伤痛的时候
，we can choose to say, "I'm not going to give in to bitterness."
你要来说我决定不来进入苦读。
We can say, "I'm not going to give in to anger."
我决定不要被这个怒气而进入。
Peter said this.
彼得这么说。
1 Peter 4:8.
在彼得前书四章
八节。He said, "Above all."
他说超过所有。
Above all,
超过一切。
Say with me, above all,
超乎一切。
Above all,
超乎一切。
Keep fervent in your love for one another,
就是让你们彼此相爱。
Because love covers a multitude of sins,
因为爱能遮盖一切的过分。
And I want to challenge you.
所以我要来挑战你们。
Good relationships in the body of Christ.
在基督身体里面的好的
关系。Good relationships in the church.
在教会里面好的关系。
They are worth fighting for.
是值得我们争取的。
How can we say we have the answers for the world's problems?
我们怎么样可以说我们有这个我们对这个世界我们有答案
？If we're living in so much brokenness,
但是如果我们的生命还是活在这样的破碎中，
we can't.
我们没有办法。
And I believe this is a pivotal season for the church in Vancouver.
我相信现在是温哥华教会转折性的一个季节。
It's the time for long-awaited prophecies to become fulfilled.
而且现在是在等候许久的预言要被实现的时刻。
But it's also a time to draw close to the Lord.
但是也是与神更相近的时刻。
And say, Lord, not my ways, but your ways.
说主啊，不是我的道路，而是你的道路。
So Abraham, as the friend of God, knew how to speak to the Lord.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕作为神的朋友，他知道怎样与神对话。
Years ago, in the 1980s,
在多年前，1980年代。
My wife and I had a couple we were friends with.
我太太和我们有几个朋友。
They were missionaries in Mexico City.
他们在这个墨西哥城做宣教士。
They moved from California to Mexico. They started a church.
他们从加州搬去了墨西哥。 然后在那里开教会。
Built the church up to 200.
然后这个教会增长到200人。
But then the man, our friend, fell into sexual sin.
然后但是呢，我们的这个朋友，这位男士呢，他就犯有做了性犯罪。
He had to come back to California.
他就要回到加州。
And he was going to leave his wife.
然后他那个时候他要离开他的太太。
He was going to leave, walk away from the Lord.
他要离开神。
Because he was so ashamed of himself.
因为他真的就是觉得自己很无耻。
And at 12 o'clock at night,
在十二点，
a knock on our door, a knock on my door of our house.
哦，他就敲门。
It's his wife.
有在我们的门前有人敲门，是他的太太。
And she said, "Mark, you have to do something."
他说 ，Mark， 你真的要来帮忙我们。
He's going back to Los Angeles, back to the drug culture that he got saved out of.
他就是要回去这个洛杉矶，然后回去他在那里吸毒的这样的一个文化里面。
So I met him at 3 o'clock in the morning.
所以我就凌晨三点。
Into an all-night restaurant, in an all-night restaurant.
在一个就是全天的这样的一个餐馆里面。
It was filled with drug dealers and prostitutes.
那里面就是全是这些贩毒的人还有妓女。
But he was leaving the next morning to go back to Los Angeles.
但是因为他第二天就要飞回去洛杉矶。
And let's just say his name was Fred.
我们就说他叫 Fred.
I said, Fred, what are you doing?
我说 Fred, 你在干什么？
And he said, Mark, I've sinned against God.
他说 Mark, 我真的犯罪了。
I've sinned against the church.
我向神犯罪。
I've sinned against my wife and family.
我向教会犯罪，我对着我的太太犯罪。
God can't use me anymore.
神没有办法再使用我。
God's given up on me.
神已经放弃我了。
I looked at him.
我就看着他
and I said, Fred,
我说 Fred,
you know that's not true.
你知道这不是真的。
You know God has not given up on you.
你知道神没有放弃你。
You know he loves you and he wants to restore you.
你知道神他爱你，他要恢复你。
You know that your wife loves you.
你知道你的太太爱你。
She wants the marriage to be restored.
她希望你们的婚姻被恢复。
And you know God is big enough to do it.
你知道神他真的是够伟大，可以做成。
I didn't say anything brilliant to him.
我没有跟他说的很聪明的话。
At 3 o'clock in the morning, I've got nothing brilliant to say to anybody.
因为凌晨三点，实在我的脑子也不转呢。
But you know what?
但是你知道吗
？Even though what I said to him was so simple,
虽然我跟他讲的事情那么的简单
，He received it.
他领受到。
Because we were friends.
因为我们是朋友。
And so he agreed to stay with his wife.
所以他就决定留在太太身边。
And he spent a year going through counseling and restoration.
花一年的时间透过辅导进入恢复。
That was 25 years ago.
25年前。
They're still together in a happy marriage today.
他们现在还在一起。
See,When it comes to intercessory prayer,
所以你看到这样一个代祷性的祷告
a friend knows how to speak to a friend.
朋友知道怎样跟朋友讲话
And the last thing I want to say about Abraham, the friend of God,
最后我要讲亚伯拉罕作为神朋友的一点
It happened at least 13, 14 years later.
13, 14年之后
Their child of promise was born.
他们的这个应许之子出生
And now he's at least 13 years old.
那个时候他13岁了
And God gives him a very strange word.
神给了他一个很奇怪的一个话。
And he said, take him to Mount Moriah.
神说带他去这个摩烈山。
And I want you to offer him there as an altar on an altar of worship to me.
我要让你把这个孩子献祭。
So they traveled all the way to this mountain.
所以他们就去到山上。
They collected the wood for the fire.
他们就聚集了这些柴。
They went up the mountain.
他们上了山
They prepared the altar,
他们把祭坛摆好
and he laid his son out on it.
他就把他的儿子放在了祭坛上
and he held a knife in his hand.
他就手里拿着一把刀
and I'm not going to read the scripture to you. You can read it later on in Genesis 22.
在这个创世纪22章以后你们可以自己读
But when he was about to sacrifice the young man,
但是当他要将自己的儿子献祭的时候
God said, stop.
神说停
And this is what the Lord said to him.
这就是主对他说的话。
Now that I know you fear me.
说现在我真知道你敬畏我。
I want to say something to you that's hard for all of us to hear.
我想要对你们讲一件可能让我们都觉得很不容易听进去的话。
There will come a time in your journey with God.
在我们与神同行的过程中会有这样的时间。
That he might call you to take what is most precious to your life and lay it down on an altar of worship.
会有这样的时刻，就是他要让你心中那个最宝贵的东西，让你把它拿出来，然后把它摆在祭坛面前。
Because he wants to know something.
因为他想要知道一件事。
He wants to know, is his love the most important thing in your life?
他要知道，就是他的爱是不是在你生命中最重要的。
My wife and I have been happily married for 33 years.
我的太太和我，我们结婚已经三十多年，非常快乐。
To each other. Sometimes we have to say that today.
是，我们两个人结婚很快乐。
We've got three wonderful kids.
有三个孩子。
I've got wonderful friendships all over the world, like with people like Gideon and May.
在全世界，我们有很多的朋友，就像 Gideon 和 May.
But as wonderful as my marriage is,
但是呢，就是作为我的这样婚姻这样的美满
，as wonderful as being a father is,
作为一个父亲这样的快乐
，there's something that's even greater than that.
但是比这些都更重要的有一点
，and that's the love of God.
就是神的爱。
And you know what? When we take these other things and we make them more important, the love of God, they always begin to suffer.
你知道吗？就是当我们把这些东西把它们看个超乎于神的爱的时候，这些事情就开始出问题。
But when we're willing to take the desires of our heart and lay them on an altar,
但是当我们愿意把我们心中所求、心中最宝贵的东西把它交出来，摆在祭坛的时候
，This is the ultimate test of friendship to God.
这个其实就是作为神朋友一个最终的考核。
I was sharing this with a group of pastors one day.
我有一次对一些牧师来讲
，And there was a pastor sitting on the front row.
有一位牧师坐在前排
，His eyes got real big.
他眼睛就变得很大。
And he said, "Can I talk to you after the session?"
我就说，我可不可以这个结束以后来跟你聊一下。
And he said, 10 years ago."
他说十年前。
I started an inner city church.
我就开了一个就整个城市的教会。
In a very poor area with a lot of gang violence and a lot of drugs and alcohol.
在一个很这个不好的区域里面，有很多的帮派，然后还有很多的这些贩毒的人。
He said.It was very, very difficult.
他说真的很困难。
But after 8 years,
但是八年之后
we've built it up to 500 people.
我们这里面有五百人。
And even with all the poverty, the church is doing really well now.
就是虽然有这么的贫困，但是呢，教会现在很好。
But he said, I heard what you said.
但是他说我听到你说的。
And he said, last week God spoke to me.
他说上一周神对我讲话。
And he said.Walk away from the church.
他就跟我说你要从这个教会离开。
He told me to give the church to my associate pastor and start a new work.
他就说把这个教会给另外一个你们教会的牧师，然后你要自己重新开一个新的教会。
And he said, "Why, God?"
他说为什么？
You told me to start this church.
是你让我建的这个教会。
It's been so difficult.
好，太不容易了。
And now there's great fruit.
现在终于结了好的果子。
Why do you want me to walk away?
为什么要让我离开？
And the Lord said to him, because I'm going to do something new that will not fit in the old wineskin.
但是神就跟他说，因为我要让你做一件新事，而且是在这个旧的皮带里面没有办法承载的。
So he said, okay, Lord, I'm walking away from it.
所以他就说，好的，主啊，我愿意离开。
And I looked at him.
我看着他。
And I said, "You're a true friend of God."
我说你是神真的朋友。
That you put obedience to God over the desires of your heart.
就是因为你把顺服神放在你自己的渴慕之前。
And see, here's the incredible promise God gives us.
而你要看到，这就是神给我们一个神给我们的应许。
That if we will wrap ourselves around the will and the ways of God,
就是如果我们就是把我们自己全身心的投入到他的道路和他的想法。
If we will seek first the kingdom of God,
如果我们先寻求他的国。
He will give us our heart's desires.
他就是把我们心中所求的给我们。
But it's a trap when you start trying to live for your heart's desire.
但是如果你要为着你自己心中的这样的一个想法去活的时候，就进入了陷阱。
To bring this to a close,
来结束。
Four things about Abraham.
都关于亚伯拉罕的四点。
He knew how to minister to the presence of the Lord.
他知道怎么样来服侍在神的同在中。
He knew how to listen to the Lord.
他知道怎么样聆听神的声音。
He knew how to speak to the Lord.
他知道怎么样与神讲话。
And he knew how to make the Lord Lord over everything in his life.
而他知道怎么样让主真的成为他生命中每一个部分的主。
And they had the child of promise, Isaac.
他就生了这样的一个应许之子以撒。
Which means he is laughter.
意思就是他是。喜乐笑
He is laughter.
他是笑
Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立
How many of you know what God said to Moses when he climbed up the mountain and saw the burning bush?
你们有多少人知道当摩西登上耶和华的山的时候看到那个燃烧的荆棘
He said, take off your shoes.
说脱掉你的鞋
You're standing on holy ground.
因为你站在圣地。
And at that point,
在那个时刻,
Moses was commissioned and sent out to lead 2.5 million people out of slavery into freedom.
那摩西呢，就被神差派，要带领250万的以色列人从这个被奴中出来。
So what does this tell us?
这对我们讲到什么?
It tells us that holiness to God is more than just do's and don'ts.
这个就是讲到说圣洁在神眼中圣洁不只是说要做和不做哪些事。
Biblical holiness is three things.
在圣经中的圣洁讲到三件事。
It's to embrace the person of Christ.
Embrace
the person of Christ.
哦，就是要来这个拥抱基督。
Don't fall asleep on me now. Holiness is to embrace the person of Christ.
拥抱基督。
It's to walk in the ways of God.
进入走神的路。
But third, it's to walk in God's will for your life.
第三点就是进入到神对你生命中的这样的一个呼召。
During worship tonight, I turned to Gideon.
在今天敬拜的时候，我对
丈夫事情。And I said, Gideon,The holiness of the Lord is here tonight.
我就跟他讲说，神今天他的圣洁在我们中间。
These meetings are not about us having good meetings.
因为我们这样的聚集不是为了说要有一个好的聚集。
But they're not about having bad meetings either.
当然也不是说要有一个不好的聚集。
They're about an impartation from God to us.
但是是关乎神要给我们的这样的一个。
Because He wants us to be Abraham and Sarah's that can give birth.To something that nobody can believe.
因为他要让我们成为像亚伯拉罕和撒拉那样可以生出没有人会相信的事情。
But he's calling for some things on our part.
但是呢，他也呼召我们要有做我们的部分。
So here's what we're going to pray for different sicknesses in a few moments.
所以我们等一会儿呢，要对这个不同的疾病来祷告。
There's a freedom of the Holy Spirit here. I know God's going to do some healings and probably some miracles as well.
因为这里有圣灵的自由，我相信他一定会行这样的医治的神迹。
God's in the miracle business.
因为神他就是行神迹的神。
We just had a couple of miracles last week where I was in Northern California.
上一周在这个北加州，我们也是有很多的神迹。
But what I'd like to do right now is let's go before the Lord.
但是我想让我们现在做的事情就是我们来到主的面前。
To begin with, turn to the person next to you.
你可以先转两个
，and say,
转向你身边的人。
And say to them, "Excuse me."
跟他说 ，Excuse me. 你
now
打扰一下。
Now say to them.
现在跟他说
，Don't bother me for the next 20 minutes.
之后的二十分钟，请不要打扰我。
I'm about to go before the king.
因为我要来到我们的大君王面前。
And I don't need you to disturb me.
我不要你来打扰我，不需要你来打扰我。
Lori, do you have something that's on your heart to say? Yeah, come on up here.
请慢慢 ，Lori.
Lori and her former husband.John, for gosh, 30 years, 25 years?
认识 Lori 已经30多年。
I've been looking at you the last 10 minutes, and I felt you've got something to say here.
我看十分钟前看到你，我觉得你有话要讲。
Actually, I'd have a lot to say.
我有很多话要讲。
I won't mark. My heart is just so full.
我的心里充满了。
But I have been sitting there praying.
我坐在那边祷告。
Exactly what Mark has been speaking to us.
其实就是 Mark 所讲的。
That it might take place in my life.
就是让在我的生命中做成。
And I believe God wants to really do it in all of our hearts.
我真的相信神要在我们每一个人的心中动工。
But he spoke to me and he said, but you have to be honest.
但他对我讲就是你要在我面前诚实。
You have to be honest.
要诚实。
I believe the church has been deceiving herself.
因为我觉得教会在欺骗自己。
God wants us all to be honest.Honest.
神要我们都要诚实地在他面前。
And you know, some time ago, God spoke to me, and he showed me that it came in three different periods when I saw him.
所以呢，就是在前一段时间，神向我显明。
Came in visions.
要来三个不同的时刻向我显明。
And I saw Jesus standing on a platform.
我就看到耶稣站在一个台子上。
He was standing with a scepter in his hand.
手里拿着杖。
The second time I saw him.
第二次看见。
He was holding the scepter.
手里拿着杖。
Holding it out.
就要伸出这个杖。
And the third time I saw him.
第三次异象。
He spoke and he said.I'm holding the scepter out.
他就说我伸出杖。
And I won't touch you with the scepter. You must come and touch it for yourself.
我伸出杖，但是我不用这个杖来接触你，因为你需要上前来摸杖。
And I believe God is holding that scepter out to us tonight.
我相信今天晚上神就向我们伸出这把杖。
But you must be honest.
但你必须要诚实的。
And you must come and touch the scepter yourself.
来到他的面前，然后你自己上前来触摸他的杖。
You must have the willingness.
你要有这样的一个愿意的心。
And the humility to do that.
有这样一个谦卑的心，可以来这样做。
And God will be faithful.
神会信实。
God will be faithful.
神是信实的。
He didn't bring you here tonight.To make you unhappy or disappointed.
他让你来今天晚上来这里，不是为了来让你失望。
So come.
上前来。
Before we pray for the sick, I just want to give an opportunity right now.
在我们为生病的这些人祷告之前呢，我要给大家一个机会。
Just to do business with God.To do business with God.
就是让我们来面向神。
David said, "Who will ascend the hill of the Lord?"
大卫说，谁能登上耶和华的山
？Pure hearts,
守节
and clean hands,
清心。
If you know in your heart,
如果你知道你的心里面
，you've got bitterness, anger, unforgiveness,
里面有苦毒，有怒气，有不饶恕。
Towards another Christian,
对另外一个基督徒
maybe a mother or father,
或者是你的父母
maybe a former husband or wife,
或者是你的前妻前夫
maybe a Christian business partner stole money from you, lied to you,
或者可能你的一个基督徒的合作伙伴他偷了你的钱
we need to deal with that.
我们需要先来做这些事
but also if you've got sins of the hand,
但是当然如果你也有手犯罪
sexual sin outside of marriage.
这些在婚姻以外的这些性犯罪
，pornography or adultery, whatever it may be，
这些色情的，还有这个淫乱的。
There's a grace here tonight.
今天晚上有个恩典。
There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
在基督里面的没有被定罪。
So this is not to condemn anybody. This is not to embarrass anybody.
所以在基督里面，这里不是要定罪你们，要来让使你们羞耻。
But this is simply to do.Holy Spirit transactions with Jesus.
但这里呢，就是真的是我们要靠着圣灵来向主做他的事。
Because sometimes before the Holy Spirit can fill us, He has to take things out of us.
因为在圣灵充满我们之前，他需要先拿走一些东西。
And so there's many of you that don't need to respond to this.
所以呢，你们很多人中间可能不需要来回应这一个。
But there's some of us we do need to respond.
但是我们这里面有一些人也需要回应。
And as Lori said,
就像妈妈 Lori 讲
Don't let pride or whatever rob you of the freedom God has for you.
就是不要让你里面的骄傲来夺走神要给你的自由。
God wants to cut off some heavy weights off of us tonight.
神今天晚上要砍断那些重轭。
So that we're free to run this race.
让我们可以来这个奔跑在他的面前。
So forget about everybody else here tonight.
所以你要忘记你身边的所有的人
except for Jesus.
除了耶稣以外
And if you know either issues of your hands or your heart, you need to do business, I want to ask you to come to the front.
如果你认为你的心或者你的手需要在神面前摆正，请你到前面来。
The Lord just reminded me to tell you that as you come forward to touch that scepter that he's holding out to you, he said,Everything that he is, you will find in that scepter as you come forward and touch it. So it contains all of who he is.
所以神提醒我，就是当你上前来伸手触摸他的杖的时候，其实你真的是触摸到耶稣他的所有，因为这个杖。
So let's forget about everybody else. Let's do business with God.
包括他所有，让我们来忘记你身边的人，让我们真的是现在来面对神。
Come on up, Caleb.If you're in the balcony or the sides, and you need to come up, just come up right now. Come up to the front.
甚至如果你在上面，你需要上前来的人，请你到前面来。
If you just play on the keyboards. We're not going to ask you to speak out loud whatever it is you're dealing with.
你不用说出声来。
But as we worship God right now,
让我们来敬拜他的时候
Just in your heart of heart,
在你心灵深处
Just be honest with him.
你就是真实的来面对他
John said that God is faithful.
耶稣说约翰说神他是信实
He is quick to forgive.
他真的来赦免我们的罪
God is all about restoration in your life and my life.
神他永远都是希望在你的生命中恢复。
So as we worship the Lord,
在我们敬拜他的时候
just in your own heart, just repent.
在你的心中来悔改
ask God's forgiveness.
来求神赦免。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，求你来。
Walk in our midst, Spirit of the Living God.
当中运行。
Walk in our midst, Spirit of the Living God.
永生神的灵啊，在我们当中运行。
just sing that out to the Lord. When Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples after the resurrection, he said these amazing words,
他说了这些话,
"Peace be to you."
他说愿平安与你们同在。
A second time he said, "Peace be to you."
第二次他说愿平安与你们同在。
As the Father is sending me,
就像父差遣我,
so I am sending you.
我也来差遣你们。
And then he said, "Whosoever sins you retain are retained."
他说你们所留下人的罪, 他就留下。
Whosoever sins you forgive are forgiven.
你们赦免谁的罪, 他的罪就赦免了。
I just asked the pastors and leaders here tonight to join me.
我愿请所有的牧者你们上前来。
And stretch hands to the body of Christ here.
来伸手。
And we speak forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus. We proclaim it's a new day. We break strongholds of shame and guilt in the name of Jesus. I break the lie from Satan in the name of Jesus. The devil has lied to many of you. And he said, "You're never going to be free. You're always going to be the same." I break that lie in the name of Jesus. I proclaim the word of God. Those who are free in Christ are free indeed. We proclaim freedom over you tonight. Freedom to be the man or woman of God that God created you to be. Freedom to be filled with the peace of God. Freedom to be filled with the joy of the Lord.
可以来, 得到自由,
freedom to know the righteousness of Christ deep within your soul. I break off strongholds of shame in the name of Jesus. And I proclaim truth. You are the redeemed of the Lord. You are the redeemed of the Lord. You are the chosen of the Almighty. You are called. You are forgiven. By God's grace, you are the sons of God. You are the daughters of God. Let's stand and just lift our hands to the Lord. Let's all of us just stand right now. And just say after me, "Here am I, Holy Spirit. Would you fill me with your righteousness, peace, and joy?" Paul said the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Say,
"Lord, here am I. Would you fill me with your Spirit now? Fill me with your Spirit. Healing. I speak healing right now to people with blood conditions. I take authority over blood disease. Over hepatitis. Hepatitis, I break that off. I break off blood disease. I break off pancreatic diabetes in the name of Jesus.
所有的胰腺的问题，奉耶稣的名来砍断。
I speak a release of healing to pancreases.
主啊，你来释放你的医治在所有的胰腺。I
bless livers to be healed in the name of Jesus.
我奉耶稣的名要来祝福所有的肝脏要得医治。I
speak healing to lungs right now in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名要宣告所有的肺要得医治。I
break off asthma, generational curses of asthma.
奉耶稣的名砍断所有的有关气喘还有祖先来的咒诅。
I break off strongholds at war against your bronchial tubes.
奉耶稣的名来砍断所有的关于这个气管上面的问题。
And I tell the bronchial tubes to open up now in the name of Jesus.
所有的气管要打开。
I speak healing to knees and hips right now.
我奉耶稣的名要宣告医治在所有的椎间盘还有骨还有膝盖上面。
We're going to pray for healing a little bit more specifically in a few moments.
主啊，我们等一会儿会更具体的来为所有的。
But the Holy Spirit's just filling many of you right now.
但是我相信圣灵现在来充满你们。
I speak a release of the power of the Holy Spirit.
我来宣告圣灵的能力释放在你们中间。
I speak a release of the power of the Holy Spirit.
我宣告圣灵的能力释放在你们的中间。
Let the joy of the Lord, the revelation of God's love, be your strength.
他的喜乐，他的启示成为你的力量。
I break off strongholds of anxiety and depression.
我奉耶稣的名要来砍断所有的焦虑。
I break off chemical imbalances in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名来砍断所有的里面荷尔蒙还有所有的这些不平衡。
I bless chemical systems to be healed now.
所有体内的化学成分完全的正常。
Some of you have chemical imbalances.
你们可能很多人中间里面的体内的化学元素。Serotonin
deficiencies.
有问题。
Endorphin deficiencies.
各种各样的荷尔蒙。
That cause a chemical anxiety and strongholds of fear.
这些荷尔蒙来导致的，你里面的焦虑和。
I speak a release of healing to your chemical system right now.
释放神的医治在你们中间。
Just allow the Holy Spirit to fill you all up in the balcony and the sides.
让圣灵来充满你，直到前面。
I know this is going to be a little bit difficult. But I want to ask the pastors just to move through the room, and some of you, even if you could go to the back of the room, and just begin to lay hands on people to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord right now.
请牧者们来为每一个人按手，让你们走动，在向周围的人按手，让他们来。
God is dealing with core identities right now.
神现在来对付这样我们自身的这样的一个。
He created you for His glory.
因为他创造你是为了他的荣耀。
For you to know His glory.
让你知道他的荣耀。
For you to make known His glory.
让你可以使别人认出他的荣耀。
The Holy Spirit is going deep in some of you right now.
圣灵在你们里面进入很深。
Just let the Spirit of God go deep.
让神的灵进入更深。
Be filled right now in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名充满你们。
Be filled right now in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
I break off lies that you are an outsider.
我来砍断所有的这样的一个谎言，认为你是外来人。
I proclaim the truth.
我要来对你们宣告真理。
You are sons and daughters of God Most High.
因为你是神的儿女。
I want to ask the pastors be real careful not to be heavy-handed.
请这些牧师们，你们要轻。
Be very careful to be gentle.
请你们来温柔。
Come Holy Spirit.
圣灵，请你来。
Just allow the goodness of God to fill you. Just allow the goodness of God to fill you.
让神的良善美好充满你们。
Allow the goodness of God to fill you.
而神的美好。
Allow the goodness of God to fill you.
神的美好充满。
Allow the goodness of God to fill you.
神的美好充满你们。
Allow the goodness of God to fill you.
神的良善。
Allow the goodness of God to fill you.
神的美善充满你们。
Allow the goodness of God to fill you in the name of Jesus. Allow the goodness of God to fill you in the name of Jesus. Allow the goodness of the Lord to fill you in the name of Jesus. Allow the goodness of the Lord to fill you. Allow the goodness of the Lord to fill you. Allow the goodness of the Lord to fill you. Allow the goodness of the Lord Jesus to fill you. Allow the goodness of the Lord to fill you. If you have any problem with your blood,
如果你血液有问题
，it could be pancreatic diabetes，
哦，有可能是胰腺性的糖尿病
，hepatitis，
有可能是肝炎
，an immune problem with your blood，
有可能是你的血液里面的免疫系统问题
，maybe you're anemic，
可能缺血。
Just lift a hand if you have any sort of blood problem。
或者贫血，如果有血液的问题，请你举手。
Just lift that hand up high。
请举手举高。
And I want to ask the Christians around you, if you see someone with their hand up, put a hand on their shoulder right now.
如果你在周围看到你是基督徒的周围看到有人举手，请你。
If you see someone with their hand up,
请你把手放在他的身上。
Put your hands on their shoulder.
请你按手在他们的身上，
在他们的肩上。In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名
，I speak a release of God's healing power.
我来释放主你的医治的恩膏。
There's a lady in a white shirt and a pink jacket or peach sweater right there. The Spirit of the Lord is cleansing your blood right now. In the name of Jesus, be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
奉耶稣的名来充满你。
I take authority over blood disease and pancreases, and I speak healing in Jesus' name.
主，我们来夺取所有的这些血液的问题，还有胰腺里面问题，这些权柄我们夺回来。
Don't be in a hurry.Some of you put hands on the shoulders of that man right there. The Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your healing miracle power come upon him right there. In Jesus' name. Just keep receiving prayer. Don't be in a hurry. If you have a problem with your hips or your knees, raise a hand.
如果你的腰、你的胯、你的膝盖有问题，请举手。
If someone around you has a hand lifted up, put a hand on their shoulder.
如果你周围有举手的人，请你按手在他的肩上。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名
，I speak a release of the miracle power of the Holy Spirit upon hips and knees.
我来宣告释放圣灵的能力在所有的胯还有肩。
Fire of God in the name of Jesus.
主啊，你的火奉耶稣的
名。Fire of God upon hips and knees.
主啊，你的火降在这些胯关节和膝关节上。
I tell hip sockets to be healed in Jesus' name.
哦，我看到这些胯关节被得医治。
Hip sockets be healed.
我看到所有的胯骨得到医治。
I tell knees and kneecaps to receive the miracle power of the Holy Spirit.
我看到膝关节还有膝盖。
I tell cartilage and knees to be healed in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名，所有的膝盖要得医治。
Ligaments and tendons healed in Jesus' name.
所有的筋要得医治。
Ligaments and tendons and knees healed.
所有的筋要得医治。
Hip sockets come together in Jesus' name.
所有的胯骨要摆正，奉耶稣的名。
Healing to knees.There's some of you here, you have bad curvature of the spine.
你们中间可能脊椎不直。
If that's you, just lift a hand up.
如果你脊椎弯曲，请举手。
I speak a release of the healing power of the Holy Spirit upon these spinal columns.
我奉耶稣的名来释放圣灵的能力在脊椎。
I speak a release of the miracle power of the Holy Spirit now.
奉圣灵的名。
And I tell backs.Be filled with the healing power of the Holy Spirit.
所有的驼背得到医治。
The man in the blue Hawaiian shirt, I bless your back right now to be filled with the power of God.
祝福你。
I bless your whole skeletal system.
祝福你。
And I take authority over the damage to your shoulders and to your skeletal system. And I speak strength to your whole skeletal system now. Spinal column, straighten out in the name of Jesus.
充满神的能力。
I tell spinal columns to straighten out in Jesus' name.
Fire of God.
Fire of God upon your spinal column there. Fire of God upon your spinal column right there in Jesus' name. There it is. Back, straighten out in the name of Jesus. And I also bless your leg bones, your pelvic bones, and your rib cage to come into alignment now in the name of Jesus. Complete healing.Complete healing. I bless your whole skeletal system to straighten out now. And I take authority over all the damage and pain in the name of Jesus. Healing right here in the name of Jesus. Fire of God upon your skeletal system there. In the name of Jesus. Don't be in a hurry. Just allow the Holy Spirit to work.
好，我们不着急，我们就是要允许圣灵工作。
If you're those people with knee and hip problems, back problems, just allow the Spirit of God to work. Just be in a receiving mode.
如果你的膝关节、你的胯关节、
Just be in a receiving mode.
要进入一个领受。
Healing, healing, right there. I bless your bones to be filled with the power of God.
医治。
Healing, right there. Healing to you in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Healing to you. Healing to you. Healing to you. Healing to you. Healing to you, right there. The fire of God upon you.Fire of God on you in the name of Jesus. I bless your whole body to be filled with the Spirit of God. Healing right there. Healing in the name of Jesus. There it is. Fire of God on you. Healing to you. Healing to you. Healing to you right there in the name of Jesus. Fire of God upon you right there in the name of Jesus. Healing to you. Healing to you.Healing to you right there. I bless your whole spinal column.
祝福你
Be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满
Now, in a moment, I want to ask those of you who got prayer in your knees, your hips, or your back.
我们等一下会请这些，如果你刚才胯关节还有膝关节，还有你的骨骼被
In a few moments, if you got prayer for your knees, your hip, your back, I want you to begin to test it a little bit.
好，等一下，我就要请你们来试验一下你的。
Many healings are instantaneous.
因为很多的医治是
But many healings happen within 2 to 3 hours to 2 to 3 days of getting prayer.
而有一些医治呢是在祷告后两三个小时甚至两三天以后发生。
Some of you tomorrow, even later tonight, are going to be to notice a difference.
你们可能很多人在今晚或者甚至明天会发现有不一样。
But some of you, there's already a difference.
但是你们有些人中可能已经有不一样。
Begin to move around, test it a little bit.
所以请你来活动一下。
If you've got, if you had bad knees or hips, try jumping up and down.
如果你之前有膝盖不好或者胯不好，请你来试一试，跳一跳。
See if something's different.
看一看有没有不同。
Is there anybody here? Something feels different.
有没有人觉得感觉不一样的
？Anybody here? Yeah, come on up here.
有人请上前来。
Ask her, what is your name?
名字。
Okay.
Oh, 我的名字是
Lillian.
And what was your problem?
你的问题是什么？
就是，我痛，就是说走路的时候会这里不舒服。今天来的时候还是有。
Yeah. So when I came here, I had some knee problems and it hurts.
How long had you had the knee problems?
Maybe a few years.
大概痛了好几年。
Can you turn this up? So.
But 痛有。
Yeah.不是很强烈，但是一直会有痛。
And is all the pain gone?
现在
Yes.
So all the pain is gone.
完全没有。
Let's see you jump up and down.
完全不痛。
That one. And all the pain's gone.
完全都没有痛。
Hallelujah.
所有的痛都没。
Man, thank you. Who else? You notice something is already different. Anybody else? You already notice something is different.Many healings, like I said, happen between 2 to 3 hours and 2 to 3 days.
很多医治是发生在两三个小时，甚至两三天之后。
We have many testimonies where people wake up the next morning and everything's different.
我们有很多的见证是他们第二天早晨起来就完全不一样。
But is there anybody else here? Something already feels different. Yeah.
在我们中间有没有已经发生改变的？
You look very happy.
你看起来很开心。
What? Stand right here. What is your name?
Sherry.
And what was your problem?
有什么问题
Sometimes feel pain.
就是也是膝盖痛
How long have you had the pet problem?
痛了多久
Quite a while.
Like more than 2 years?
No. Maybe less than half a year.
大概半年
And what was the, did it hurt when you came tonight?
今天晚上有痛吗
I didn't pay attention, but the...前几天还疼
Yeah, so a couple of days ago, it was still painful.
So what's different?
有什么不一样
Feel 轻松了
Yeah, feels more at ease.
More at ease, okay.
Okay, that's good. Who else? Something is definitely something different?
有没有不一样?
What did you get prayer for?
The Lord touched my knee. I've had knee surgery 3 years ago. I'm 65 right now, and I had a very bad car accident.
我现在65岁了，我之前有一个车祸，所以膝盖有一个做了手术。
What was the problem with your knee?
膝盖什么问题?
Well, I had a rod in my tibia bone, which is below your knee. So it had to be reconstructed.
所以我在这个膝盖下面的这个骨头，小腿的骨头里面，是有一个钢管。
And my kneecap had been placed a metal on the knee itself because the bone had been so fractured in three places.
因为骨头就是所以就骨折很严重，所以在膝盖骨前面有打钉。
Were you in pain when you walked in here?
Yes.
Were you in pain before you got prayer?
我来之前的时候
yes,
腿还一直痛。
Are you in constant pain? Were you in constant pain?
Yes.
一直都在痛。
And what's different?
现在有什么不一样？
But I can feel circulation. I can feel my knee because I was a dancer. My mom and dad were professional dancers. I was a dancer. I'm a musician. I actually write for the Lord and that too, songwriter. But I said, Lord, I want to dance like David again.And the Lord spoke to me as I was just over there, and he said, I want to create a new knee, so when you go to the specialist next time, he's going to freak out, and he'll say, you've got a new knee.
And how does it feel now?
I feel I'm alive, you know, I bend, I can, you know.
So it's different.
Oh, yeah, I don't feel like a robot.
所以主就对我说啊，我要给你造一个新的膝盖，让下次你去见到这个医生的时候，让他都觉得很惊讶。
So would it normally hurt to jump up and down?
Yes.
以前跳的时候会痛吗？
Let's see you jump up and down.
现在能跳吗？
Any pain?
No pain.
No pain.
没有不疼。
I had an accident 3 months ago. I mean, the enemy's been trying to take me out because I've been doing these songs, and the Lord told me I'm going to give you songs that can change nations. And you talked about that.
Okay, just real quick, what was the problem with the back?
I had discs, three discs, that were crushed in my accident, and the Lord said, I'm healing this tonight.
And were you in pain in your back?
Absolutely, my knee and my back. I just said, Lord, I need.
And how does your back feel now?
I can bend. I can.
So you couldn't do that before.
So 后背也是
Praise God.
也是原来有车祸，现在可以弯。
Anybody else? Something is different.
还有没有别人
Come on up here. What is your name?
名字
Annika. And what did you get prayer for?
Back,
祷告后背
and knees.
髋关节
back, hip, and knees. You were a mess, weren't you? What? How long have you had problems?
I think more than 8 or 10 years now.
疼了八到十年
Four car accidents.
And so, what? Were you in constant pain?
Yes.
是一直在痛
Was about 5 years ago. Yeah.
And what's different now?
Just I feel something like a really gentle fire all around.
And
it doesn't seem like the pain is all gone, but it just kind of, I feel like he's telling me to just trust.
So is it a little bit different?
No, it just feels different, like there's a fire, and it's very gentle.
感觉好像有火
Well, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, your blessing.Upon Annika, that you would complete this healing for your glory in Jesus' name.
完成你的医治，奉耶稣的名祷告。
There is one more thing I want to, we won't do any more testimonies right now. Thank you, though. There's one more thing I want to pray for before we break off tonight.
我们今天晚上还要为一件事祷告。
He couldn't what?
Oh, wow, 原来不能走。Oh, yeah, 就是原来不能走，然后。I didn't hear what he said.
Yeah, come on up here.
So she couldn't walk before? Is that right?
原来不能走路吗？
So, what was the problem with your knee?
之前问题是什么？
就是风湿性关节炎。
Oh, 风湿性关节炎。Some kind of arthritis.
And were you in a lot of pain?
是很痛吗？
很痛。
Yeah, very, very painful.
这来下吧，都回不过弯的，现在好一点了。
Like before I couldn't bend it, but now it's better.
You couldn't bend it.
不能打弯是吧？
对，来一下，现在可以了。
Yeah. But when I came, I couldn't, but now I can.
And
yeah, now it's a lot better.
And was it, ask her if it was painful to walk.
Yes, she couldn't even bend.
So just ask her that, was it painful to walk?
是，所以是不是走路都很痛？
痛，是。
Yeah.
Let's see you walk over to that cross and back.
你走到那边，来走回来。感谢神，感谢神。看到走那边走回来。A lot better.
It's a lot better. Okay, what's your name?
名字。
孙玉玲。
孙玉玲。
Okay, let's pray for Father. We thank you for what you're doing here.
是的，父神，我们感谢你现在所做的。
And we ask for an increase of your miracle power.
是的，主啊，我们宣告你神迹的能力大增。
And we tell this right and left leg to be free in the name of Jesus.
是的，奉耶稣的名来宣告他的左腿右腿完全自由。
All stiffness gone.
所有的僵硬要离开。
All weakness gone.
所有的这个软痛的地方离开。
I speak strength to the legs and the muscles.
来宣告你的能力在他的腿中。
And I speak flexibility to the knees now.
来宣告这个膝盖中间的灵活。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Now let's try it again. Have her walk to the cross and back really quickly.
再走一走。
好吧。So you couldn't.
好多了，好多了。
Feels a lot better.
Good. Okay. Thank you. So we want to pray for one more thing tonight.
今天晚上还要再为一件事祷告。
And this is not to embarrass anybody, but there's many people because of stress in life and because of chemical problems, they now have chemical imbalances.
就是因为可能你们生活中有很多的压力，然后导致你们的这个里面的化学的元素已经失去平衡。
Can lead to serotonin deficiencies or endorphin deficiencies.
就是你们的内分泌里面的很多荷尔蒙已经失调。
And if that's you, just lift a hand.
如果你是的话，请举手。
Okay, put a hand on the shoulders of anybody near you that has their hand.
如果你旁边有人举手，请你按手在他的肩上。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名
I speak a release.
我来宣告释放
of God's healing power.
释放神医治的大能
upon people's chemical systems right now.
在大家的这些人的荷尔蒙的系统里面
And I break off in the name of Jesus.
内分泌系统，奉耶稣的名。
Chemical imbalances.
所有的这些化学的失调。
I bless your endorphin levels and your serotonin levels to become healthy now in Jesus' name.
所有的这些荷尔蒙都完全的正常、健康，奉耶稣的名祷告。
And I bless your chemical system to process foods perfectly.
奉耶稣的名，所有的内分泌系统完全的正常。奉耶稣的名祷告。
I break off depression and anxiety due to chemical imbalances.
我来砍断所有的这些抑郁和所有的紧张。奉耶稣的名。
And I speak healing in the name of Jesus.
我宣告医治。奉耶稣的名。
Now some of you.Are going to even later tonight, tomorrow morning, you're going to notice real differences in your health.
你们有些人可能今天晚上或者明天会发现很大的不同。
And if you notice real differences, we want to hear about it tomorrow night.
如果你真的发现很大的不一样，请你明天晚上，我们想要听见你做见证。
Can you give the Lord a big hand clap?
可不可以给主一个很大的掌声
？Thank you, Father.
谢谢阿爸。
How many of